This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Deme Bandabla. The headlines. Portfolios distributed to Council of Ministers in Manipur have, after 1 month of oath-taking by new Chief Minister Yumnan Kemchan Singh, BJP Field Sitting MLA Teraj Gowala, and Cabinet Minister Jogin Mohan for 2 out of 3 Rajya Sabha seats in Assam. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will arrive in Agartala on Saturday for a 2-day visit to Tripura. Now for the news and details. In Manipur, portfolios among the newly appointed Council of Ministers have been distributed. While the Chief Minister Yumnan Kemchan will hold the portfolios not allotted to any minister, Deputy Chief Minister Kemchan Kibgen has been given charge of Rural Development and Panchayati Raj along with Tribal Affairs and Hills Department. Another Deputy Chief Minister, Losi Diko, will look after Public Health Engineering Department and Forest, Environment and Climate Change. Minister Konthaujam Govindas has been entrusted with the Home Department and Youth Affairs and Sports Department, while Minister Koraijam Lokin was given charge of Arts and Culture Department and Tourism Department. The distribution of portfolios has taken time, though the Chief Minister had taken oath on February 4th. In Assam, which has 3 vacant Rajya Sabha seats, the BJP is fielding sitting MLA Teraj Gowala and Cabinet Minister Jogin Mohan. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said that the BJP would not field any candidate for the 3rd seat as a party has no chance of winning. The voting for the biennial election will held on the 16th of this month in 7 Rajya Sabha seats in Maharashtra, 6 seats in Tamil Nadu, 5 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, 4 seats in Odisha, 3 seats in Assam, 2 seats each in Telangana, Chhattisgarh and Haryana, and 1 seat in Himachal Pradesh, and filing of nominations will end today. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will arrive in Agartala on Saturday for a 2-day visit to Tripura. Governor Indra Sena Reddy Nellu will host a dinner in honour of the Vice President at the Lok Bhavan. On Sunday morning, he will pay floral tribute to the martyrs at the Albert Ekka War Memorial and then travel to Daipur to offer prayers at the revered Tripura Sundari Temple. Later, he will attend the 14th convocation ceremony of Tripura University in Agartala. In the afternoon, he will visit the Hapania International Fairground in Agartala, where he will inspect stalls set up by self-help groups and interact with women members of SHGs and Lakhpati Didis. Later, the Vice President will depart for New Delhi. Meanwhile, a preparatory meeting in view of the Vice President's visit was held in Agartala yesterday. Chaired by West Tripura District Magistrate Dr. Vishal Kumar, the meeting was attended by senior officials of the Airport Authority, CISF, State Police and various departments of the state government. Mizoram Chief Minister Laldu Homan informed the State Assembly that the government has collected over 93.37 crore rupees following the imposition of a new rupees per litre levy each on petrol and diesel. The funds are earmarked for social infrastructure and services and road maintenance. The government imposed a levy on 2 rupees per litre on both petrol and diesel for social infrastructure and services, cess, and 2 rupees per litre for road maintenance. Laldu Homa, who holds the finance portfolio, told the House that 46.68 crore rupees was collected from oil as social infrastructure and services between October and December 2024. An equal amount was generated for road maintenance during the same period. For the current financial year from April to December 2025, the petrol and diesel levies have brought in 33.43 crore rupees for each of the 2 dedicated funds. The Nagaland Legislative Assembly will introduce a bill to establish the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority during the ongoing 8th session of the 14th House. This was announced by Chief Minister Nephi Rio during his concluding remarks on the motion of thanks to the Governor's address. Rio said that the proposed legislation will incorporate provisions of the Memorandum of Agreement signed earlier this month. Following discussions with the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, while adhering to mutually agreed basic principles, he expressed hope that the bill would be passed in the current session. The Chief Minister said the government is actively working to constitute an interim council for the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority in consultation with the ENPO and tribal bodies of Eastern Nagaland. Arunachal Pradesh Minister for Science and Technology, Dasang Lupul, reviewed to the progress of ongoing central and state schemes during a comprehensive meeting of the Department of Science and Technology. During the meeting, departmental initiatives, implementation status and future priorities were assessed to further strengthen scientific advancement in the state. On the occasion, the minister also launched the book Geothermal Energy in Dirang, Arunachal Pradesh, A Journey Towards Sustainable Energy Solutions by the Center for Earth Sciences and Himalayan Studies. The publication highlights the state's commitment to exploring sustainable and innovative energy solutions, reinforcing vision for a green and self-reliant Arunachal Pradesh. The Tripura government has assured that there is an adequate stock of petrol, diesel and cooking gas across the state and there is no reason for concern over any potential shortage. According to reports received from the country's major oil marketing companies, sufficient fuel reserves are currently available nationwide. The Department of Food and Civil Supplies and Consumer Affairs has made public announcements across Agartala city to spread awareness on the matter. The department also informed that adequate stock of food grains and other essential commodities are available in the state. The authorities urge the public not to panic over fuel availability and not to spread rumours regarding a possible scarcity of commodities amid the ongoing war-like situation in West Asia, as such misinformation could create confusion and panic. The district-level Vikshit Bharat Youth Parliament 2026 was organized at Jawaharlal Nehru College, Pasighat in Arunachal Pradesh. The program was conducted by the NSS unit of the college in collaboration with My Bharat East Siang District. The event witnessed enthusiastic participation from students who actively engaged in discussions and deliberations on themes related to nation-building, democracy and the vision of Vikshit Bharat. After competitive and engaging sessions, 10 participants were selected to represent the district at the state-level Vikshit Bharat Youth Parliament competition. Pawan Kumar Rav, district youth officer, highlighted the importance of youth participation in policy discussions and leadership platforms, adding that initiative like Vikshit Bharat Youth Parliament empowers students to understand parliamentary procedures and democratic functioning at an early age. In Meghalaya, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday attended the Our Magnificent Meghalaya Vision 2032 program at Resubelpara in North Garo Hills District, marking 8 years of the MDA government. On the occasion, tribute was also paid to former Lok Sabha Speaker late Porno A. Sangma on his 10th death anniversary. The Chief Minister reaffirmed a commitment to inclusive growth, noting Meghalaya is the country's second fastest growing economy after Tamil Nadu. He also relaunched Focus Plus registration, announcing benefits for 2,000 new households. Sangma also outlined plans for a museum, book and film honouring P.A. Sangma's legacy. Two senior citizens from Tripura, 66-year-old Chandan Bhomik and 59-year-old Ajay Kumar Saha, have successfully completed a 5,300-kilometre bicycle journey from Agartala to Kanyakumari in Tamil Nadu. The duo set off on January 5th and reached Kanyakumari on the 1st of this month after covering extensive distance on bicycles. According to the Agartala Cycloholic Club, the purpose of their journey was to spread awareness about the conservation of natural resources and environmental protection. And now before we end the news, the headlines once again. Portfolios distributed to Council of Ministers in Manipur after 1 month of oath-taking by new Chief Minister Yumnan Kemchan Singh. BJP fees sitting MLA Tiraj Gowala and Cabinet Minister Jogan Mohan for 2 out of 3 Rajya Sabha seats in Assam. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will arrive in Agartala on Saturday for a 2-day visit to Tripura. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.